Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Yesterday, up in Flowery Branch, the Falcons sent a number of members of their contingent. No, they weren't not going to watch Michael Penix throw the football. Penix throw the football up in Seattle. They were doing the press conference yesterday up in Flowery Branch. You heard from Jesse Bates and Chris Lindstrom and assistant GM Kyle Smith. But I want you guys to hear this Jesse Bates, the conversation he had about just how fun-loving Raheem Morris is.
You know, he had called me. Coach Rod had called me, I think, right when he had got the job, and it was from a Tampa area code, and I didn't have his number at all, and he's like, what are you ducking me? This is Raheem Morris, and I'm like, hey, coach, usually don't say you ducking me like that. So I had no clue it was him, and then I actually talked to Jimmy Lake, and Rod was sitting there, oh, you don't want to answer my phone call? So it's just, he's a jokester, man, and he knows the difference between going to work and having a little bit, you know, having a good vibe about itself and not always being so uptight. You know, that causes a lot of people to almost freak out sometimes and not perform at their highest, at the highest level. So, yeah, Coach Rod, I mean, he's great. He always jokes around. You know, I played him in the Super Bowl when he beat us. He talks about he called a great game as a defensive coordinator. He brags about that all the time. So, like I said, just a great person. You ask anybody around the league, he's been around this league for a very long time, and I've heard nothing but positive things, and he's shown it day in and day out.
Make no mistake, there's a different air in the building right now, and I'm not going to sit here and take revisionist history shots at Arthur Smith because I always had a very good experiences with Arthur, and I liked him. I still think he's a good coach. But did you hear the wording that Jesse Bates said? That
yeah.
He knows how to what goof off, relax, have fun, but also when to get to work. And sometimes that can bring out the best in people and they don't play tight. Can you isolate that, Day-Day, if you get a chance?
Yeah.
A dig there, I don't think Jesse Bates is that guy. But
it's not his first stop either.
But
this
could
be anybody he's talking about.
I don't think. No, it's his second. I don't think Jesse Bates is taking a shot per se at Arthur Smith, and I don't think he's trying to say, yeah, that guy's the reason this and that happened. However, I do think there is a little bit of like, hey, this is, you know. There's a difference, and I do think there's a little bit there. I just don't think it's anything to make a mountain out of. But I do think there's some underlying
Well, look, man, I'll tell you this. As a guy who's sat in that locker room before, and I realize the kind of fallback is for a lot of people. It's a child's game. You're getting paid a lot of money to play a child's game. It's a long season, dude. Like, you can't just have – and that's one of the reasons that from the beginning I was like, I don't really want Bill Belichick here. Because you can't just have this guy that just knows the grindstone all the time and you're always looking over your shoulder, worried about your job and worried about how you're going to, you know, feed your family. And that's it. It makes it a long year. And not only that, but reportedly, the NFL trying to make it even longer. You know, want to play the Super Bowl on President's Day weekend and want to have 18 games and maybe two bye weeks and all this other stuff going on. So having a guy who exudes that positive attitude like Raheem does, it goes a long way in there, man. Like, having that guy who can kind of lift you up on that Tuesday in mid-November when you, the last thing you want to do is put your pads on and go out and hit somebody, that goes a long way. And so I think that's going to be a great thing moving forward for this team.
Mike, as management myself.
Okay.
I just do.
Do you exude the positive energy that Raheem does?
Probably not quite the positive
energy.
Not to
that level? Oh, okay.
But I think you know, there's a time to be able to joke and smile and laugh, and there's a time to roll your sleeves up and say, you know, get out of the way if you're not going to help, and let's go.
Yeah.
You know, like,
we just went through one of those times here. That was last Friday at the station. It was like, hey, we got to go.
Yeah. Oh, I was going to say last Monday when I was at the Urban Farm, you know, working the hoe like nobody else.
Yeah.
But you're right. Last week, all last week was that, you know. There's time, because we had doing the draft show Thursday. That was one of those times, you know, you got to get in there like Saturday. But like, when we got to a good point Saturday, I thought we goofed off, had fun, but still was able to bring it home.
Well, speaking of the draft, we've kind of broken down on this show back, forward, sideways, whatever you want to do, about how these young rookies, especially these defensive linemen, fit into what they want to do. Well, yesterday, Jesse Bates talked a little bit about Jimmy Lake's new 3-4 scheme.
Yeah, it's something that I've, you know, haven't been around in the 3-4 kind of front, but it's a great mix-up. I think it's everything almost looks the same. It's very challenging playing against, you know, offenses don't like that 5-up look, but you know, I can't say too much. We'll install and you guys will see it 2024 what our defense will be and our team as well.
Yeah, the 5-up look he's talking about is simply you have your 3 down linemen who could be playing heads to the centers and 2 tackles, and then your 2 outside linebackers, quote-unquote, or your 2 edge rushers, whatever we're calling them. That's your 5-up kind of look. That's your 5 guys up front, your 5 guys in the line of scrimmage. We did see when we were watching film yesterday that there were times when they had 4 down linemen and 2 outside linebackers in a 6, kind of a 6-1 box, and so there's different ways. I mean, cue the music of every coach that's ever gotten a job in the last 10 years going, We're going to be multiple. Yeah, no kidding. You kind of have to be, right?
And unfortunately, that's where the fans get sick of hearing the same little cliches. But what are they supposed to say? They're not going to get up there and tell you. Raheem's not going to get up and say, well, when you see Arnold Ebiketie,
on 3rd down, we're running the cross dog.
If he's up over the tackle or just over the outside, maybe the if he's on the right shoulder or the right tackle, he's coming.
Yeah.
And if he's lined up on the left shoulder, then he's probably going to drop back in coverage or we're running some kind of twist or stunt. Like, I mean, what is he supposed to?
You're going to want to pay attention to Ebiketie's feet. If he's in a split stance, it's a blitz. If he's flat-footed, he's in coverage.
This isn't Invincible where he says, if you guys can, if you guys see the fingers go white, it means we're coming. And the color in the fingers, it means we're not coming. All right.
Everybody's wearing gloves, for the love of God. Everybody's wearing gloves.
But that's the problem is we want to ask these questions. Well, I'm entitled to ask this question. Reporter, I'm entitled to ask this question. Yeah. Well, they're entitled to treat you like a mushroom, feed you crap and keep you in the dark, because that's what they're going to do, because they don't want to give away. Because they got, look, all these organizations have people watching every interview that any player, coach, general manager, anything is a part of. People are watching to try to figure out what other teams are doing.
Well, I mean, and that's the nature of the beast in the NFL these days. That's why you watch film. I mean, everybody in America has access to NFL Plus and can subscribe and get the All-22 by Tuesday afternoon. Like, it's fine. If you want to be a podcaster, if you want to do a radio show like us, just simply hit that NFL Plus.
Everybody's breaking down film, man. Everybody is a film breakdown guru.
Make sure you subscribe to it.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.